Designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, it's 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right around now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by Community Works, with thrift shops in downtown Carrboro and in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. That plaza being renovated right now, but Community Works is open with regular hours all stocked up for the holidays. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. We've got Gene Bolduc in the studio, the host to the weekend water cooler right here on WCHL to be a part of Kids Q today. How are you?
I'm queued up and ready for Kids Q.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
See what I did there? Yeah.
I didn't see you last week. How was Thanksgiving?
It was really good. I didn't eat too much. We had a nice number of folks at the house. We had my son's in-laws over so that everybody could just collect for one meal, And it was absolutely terrific, you know, just enough of everything, and then everybody went their separate ways.
Awesome. I like it. That's a good family holiday right
it is,
there. Yeah.
It is.
Everyone comes together for just long enough. We don't get sick of each other. We enjoy our
That's
time,
right.
and then we go,
like,
and sleep off the tryptophan.
I'll bring it, take a piece of pie for the road, and then I'm out of here. That's right.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right. Everyone gather around the radio. Here is today's question. Ooh, I like this question. Would you rather be able to read minds or see one day into the future?
Oh, wow. You know, that's hard because,
one,
you know,
right?
Reading minds, you could end up reading things you didn't want to know.
Oh, seeing one day in the future, you could see one.
And that would definitely happen. You know, if I've seen enough Star Trek episodes to last me for the rest of my life, figuring that one out and
right.
about not interfering with the future. The future is complicated to know. It's a good reason that we don't know.
That's true, because I mean you see one day in the future,
yeah.
so you know what's going to happen,
yeah.
but you can't necessarily do anything about it, or it's one of those monkey's paw kind of situations where everything you do to try to prevent it will actually lead the thing to happen.
Absolutely causes it, or that if you know there's a classic Star Trek episode which I just watched the
right.
other day, which tells you more about me than you needed to know, that where they're back in the 1930s and it's the rise of the peace movement.
Oh, that's a good
episode. And Kirk falls in love with Joan Collins, and
right.
she's the leader of the peace movement, and it's very important that she get hit by this truck and get killed so that she does not rise to having everyone be pacified and get mm-hmm. run over by Hitler.
Yeah.
And, it's true. You know, you would, and half of the episode is him thinking that maybe if he prevented her from tripping on the stairs that, oh no, I've just screwed up the whole future. But, I don't know. I think that's too much responsibility.
So read minds.
Quantum leap, right?
Yeah.
Quantum leap ends.
I was just thinking about Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Like, Quantum Leap is that episode over and over. And
yeah.
Scott Bakula, Sam Beckett, that was his name, right?
Right.
Oh, he's a playwright
right.
too. Sam Beckett.
Right.
I don't know if that was supposed to be a connection or
I
not.
I don't know.
I didn't think about that when I was 8. Yeah, he just hops from life to life and just makes all kinds of tweaks and changes, and it all
right.
seems to work out fine.
Right.
So.
Did that not run, like, back-to-back with MacGyver?
I think it probably did. It should have, at the very least.
It's just dangerous thinking.
One leads to the
no,
other.
No, I think I'd, you know, with my own rules about responsible use, I'd like to be able to read minds, maybe like Spock does, right? Like,
yeah.
he puts his hand on your, you know, and he says, your mind and my mind, you know, there's a certain amount of consent involved.
I was going to say, I would like to be able to read minds without necessarily, like, getting up in
right.
people's personal space. Although, I guess, if you're reading minds, you are getting up in people's personal space.
Yeah, and they're going to say, what are you doing
yeah.
with your hand on my face?
You would have to use your power for good rather than...
Well, that's
like,
right.
For
and
one
these are
way
rules
or the other,
that
if you've got
a
superpower...
If you have superpowers, then you make these rules for yourself. You don't need a law to tell you.
Yes.
That's what ethics are, kids.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
that would be the superpower to know ethics.
Well, and then if you can read people's minds,
mm-hmm.
does that mean that you can implant ideas that everybody would be? What would happen?
No, I've seen that movie.
Everybody was ethical.
It's a lot easier to take thoughts out of people's minds than it is
to implant
yeah.
them.
You can do it, but it's very difficult. It takes like a whole movie.
Right. Or at least four ad buys.
Yes.
On WCHL.
Speaking of which, hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.